Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan. I'm the dad, and I'm joined, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today's episode, we're really super excited about. It's one that I'm sure is bound to be pretty popular. It's a topic that a lot of people have a lot of knowledge on. Today, we're going to be discussing and doing questions and answers all on the topic of Pixar movies. That's right. Some of the best movies of all time have come out of the Pixar studios, and we've got some great questions. Do you have a favorite Pixar movie?
Probably The Incredibles.
The Incredibles. That's a good one. Yep. We definitely are going to have some incredible questions,
no.
too.
No. Ratatouille.
Oh, Ratatouille. Yes. Ratatouille is, I think, our family's favorite. We'd love Ratatouille.
Favorite Disney movie.
My favorite Disney movie?
No, like our family's favorite Disney movie general.
Yeah, that's true. Well, if you're just joining us for the first time or coming back again, we're just going to give you a quick little reminder of how our show works. We've got 15 questions of trivia coming at you in three rounds of five questions each. Each round that goes by, the questions are going to get a little more difficult. This first round, the questions are the easiest we can come up with. We call this round...
The Trivia Tots.
So here we go. Question one, Pixar trivia. Here we go. In Monsters, Inc., what is the name of Sully's one-eyed best friend and co-worker?
Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski is correct. I think that in characters, the Monsters, Inc. characters, I think, are two of my favorite characters of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the movies are okay, but I just love the characters. They're awesome.
Like, the movies itself, it's not that good. But...
well, I wouldn't even say that. It's not one of my favorites, but I just, but the characters are great. I think everybody kind of identifies a little bit with Sully and a little bit with Mike. Question two. Which Pixar movie takes place in a world where emotions have personalities and control a person's actions?
Inside Out.
Inside Out is correct. Do you have a favorite emotion from Inside Out?
Anger.
Yeah, the anger guy. Yeah, the anger guy. He's played by Lewis Black. He's one of my favorite comedians of all time. He gets really angry and yells all the time and stuff. He's great. Yeah, anger is definitely good. Anger is not good. The character of anger is good.
I like fear too.
Yeah, the fear guy is pretty fun too. You're right.
I think that's like the most popular with younger kids.
Inside Out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. I think a lot of kids start to identify with it. Like, can you identify a little bit with Inside Out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're growing up too and all those feelings and stuff that you have. Yeah, absolutely. Question three. In the movie Up, an elderly man attaches these to his house to fly it to South America.
Balloons.
Balloons is correct. I think I've been in the presence of the movie Up probably 20 to 30 times.
It's so good, though.
And I've never watched it. I've never actually paid attention to it. I've been on a lot of bus rides, and it's been played on bus rides, and I just have never paid attention. I've seen bits and pieces of it, but...
this weekend.
We're going to watch Up?
No. I'm going to...
we're
going to
take a bus ride?
I'm going to lock your phone in a box so you can't take it out and scroll it while we're going to watch the entire movie of Up.
Okay. I guess so. All right. Sounds good.
Because that's when you do when you don't want to watch a movie. You just scroll on your phone.
Maybe. It's my way of avoiding it. Question four. In the movie Soul, Joe, the main character, is a teacher. What subject does he teach?
Band.
Band is correct. We'd also accept jazz. Just music class in general. I'd take music, but yeah, band class specifically. And yeah, in that movie, he actually was teaching jazz too. So,
I think that this is the most relatable movie that you could ever watch.
That I could. It's true. That's what I do. That is my job. Yeah, I really enjoyed Soul. Soul was one of my favorite Pixar Disney movies ever.
Best.
It was really good. Yeah, absolutely. Question five. In the movie Toy Story, the main character Cowboy Woody has a child's owner's name on his foot. What is that name?
Andy.
Andy is correct. Yes, Andy is the boy from the movie. Woody is definitely, he's got his name scrawled on the bottom of his boot. It's pretty great.
Toy Story 3 is by far the best one.
Yeah, I think we've discussed this numerous times on our podcast, and we agree. It is, yeah, it is so by good. Far the best one, and they should have stopped there.
Stay in the box.
I mean, I kind of like Forky. Forky from Toy Story 4.
He's kind of insecure, though.
But I think that's the point. I think that was the whole purpose of Forky.
I'm made of trash.
It is. It's very true. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tots round. Emmett's 5 for 5, doing great. But now the questions are about to get a little bit more difficult. So these next 5 questions we call...
Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. So here we go. Question 6. What is the name of the superhero who can stretch her body in The Incredibles?
Elastigirl.
Elastigirl is correct. It's okay that you brought up The Incredibles. I mean, there's a lot of Pixar movies, but there's not a ton of them. A lot of them are like sequels and stuff. So you are bound to talk about it at some point. So that's okay. The lad has a tendency to give away questions before they occur.
Yeah, I'm a psychic.
But no, you were good. Question 7. Released in 1995, this movie was the first Pixar movie ever made.
Oof.
Take a stab at it.
Not Toy Story. That was in 1997, I think. Does this include shorts?
No, full-length feature films.
Okay.
I need an answer.
The Muppets. That's not Pixar.
It is not.
Gosh darn it. I don't know.
Just take a guess. There's not that many Pixar movies to choose from.
Toy Story.
Toy Story is correct.
Oh, wait. All of that.
All of that. And Toy Story was right. Yes, Toy Story came out in 1995. So you got to trust your gut. Your gut was pointing in the right direction.
Wasn't Toy Story 2 made in like 2000?
I don't remember. And I'm not sure. And I'm not going to look it up.
That was the worst one of out of all of them.
It was okay. Yeah. I mean, it had its moments, but...
I mean, it did introduce Jessie.
Yep. But Toy Story was like just so, such a big pioneering piece of... like computer graphics and movies being made entirely on computers. It was a really big deal.
Yeah, it's when a it really first big came movie out. Series too.
It is. Question 8. What is the name of the grumpy seven-armed octopus who helps out in Finding Dory?
Hank
is correct. I'm glad you got that one because I couldn't give you any clues because I've never seen Finding Dory either.
It's not that great.
It's not a great movie? No, you don't like it?
Finding Nemo is goated though.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. I can't feel like, I think I would probably identify with a grumpy seven-armed octopus.
You don't have seven arms though.
But I mean... I don't know. Sometimes you feel that way. Sometimes I feel like a seven-armed octopus. There were moments today I did. It was a long day. Question 9. What is the name of Lotso's famous and dressable doll henchman who helps him control Sunnyside Daycare in Toy Story 3?
Big Baby.
Big Baby is technically one of them, but not the one we were looking for.
It is.
I tried to give you a hint in Lotso's famous and dressable doll henchman.
Oh, who's the clown guy?
Not the clown guy. Nope. Ken is the answer we're looking for. Do you remember Ken is a bad guy at first?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. From Ken and Barbie.
And then Barbie and Ken meet, and that's like...
Yeah, and they kind of converts them over.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know. I really enjoyed Ken's character in Toy Story 3. It was pretty great.
I really enjoyed the gambling scene with the animal thing that you... Like, you have to pull a string, and it spins the wheel. Yeah. And bet on stuff.
Yeah, that was good. Question 10. Which DreamWorks insect movie was released the same year as Pixar's A Bug Life, causing a feud between DreamWorks and Pixar?
I don't really care about DreamWorks.
This is one of DreamWorks' movies. I think this one was a little bit tough. This one probably could have been in our next round. So the movie we're looking for is Ants. DreamWorks' movie Ants came out the same year as A Bug's Life. Both kind of about similar things. Kind of created a feud between them. Are you kicking yourself or what? Or was it too hard?
What a most default way name to call a movie. Ants.
Ants, yeah. It was A-N-T-Z.
That doesn't help.
No, I don't think it does either. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round. Emmett did pretty well in that round. He got 3 out of 5 there, so we're 8 for 10. But the questions got pretty difficult. And now, I'm sorry to say, folks, the questions are going to get even harder. So get on all of your safety equipment. Get your goggles out of the containers. Put on your... plug your nose with your nose plugs and your protective earwear and your hip waders and double knot your shoes and pull up your socks and put on your gloves and put on your three coats, because these questions are the hardest I could find on the internet for Pixar trivia. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. Oh, yeah. Question 11. Which Pixar film won the Academy Award for Best Animated Feature in 2021? I'll give you a hint. We discussed it already at one point in this episode.
Soul.
Soul? Is correct. Yeah.
I knew it because when I scroll on Disney Plus, I check the year it was made.
So you knew that Soul was 2021?
Yes.
And I feel like Soul, like I'm just an old man, and like Soul just, I feel like it just came out. 2021 was just the other day, but it was a while ago.
No, it feels like 1945 it came out. Such a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Question 12. You've Got a Friend in Me, the hit song from the movie Toy Story, was written by this composer and musician.
I don't know. Oh, toot toot McBumbers, Nathle.
Toot toot Mc what?
Toot toot McBumber Snazzle.
Wow. Okay.
That's a Gravity Falls.
Oh, here we go. Another Gravity Falls reference. Toot Mick whatever it is.
Mick Bumper Snazzle.
Mick Bumper Snazzle is not correct. The answer we're looking for is Randy Newman. Randy Newman has written a lot of music over the years and has been in a lot of like Disney movies and other things, but he's got a very recognizable voice that you've got a friend in me, that voice that he does, which I just very poorly acted out.
You've got a friend in me.
Yeah, it's a great song. But that was written by Randy Newman. Question 13. What is the name of the chef who keeps a rat under his hat to help him cook in the movie Ratatouille?
Linguini.
Linguini is half correct. Can you give me the other half? What is his first name?
I thought his first name was Linguini.
Nope, that's his last name.
Mostaccioli.
Mostaccioli Linguini? Incorrect, sir. This is why we call it the Brain Busters. His name is Alfredo Linguini.
Who has a first name that's... Who has a first name Alfredo?
The chef that is the son of Gusto.
Now, what's Gusto's first name?
That's a great question. I wonder if the internet knows. Let's find out. What was Gusto's first name? Gusto's first name was Augusta. Augusta Gusto.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There you go.
They say it on the TV.
Yeah, they probably do.
In the living room.
It's Augusta. It's A-U-G-U-S-T-E. So I think that's Augusta or maybe Augusta or something like that. August. I'm not sure. I don't know what you would say.
August Gusto. That sounds weird. Yeah. That's basically backwards.
But that would make sense for Pixar. Question 14. In Monsters University, what is the name of the fraternity that Mike and Sully join?
Rad?
Rad is a good guess. It is incorrect. The answer we're looking for is Uzma Kappa.
Uzma Kappa.
Uzma Kappa. They were okay. Yep, Uzma Kappa. That's a great name for a fraternity.
And then there's Rar.
Yep. Yep. Rho, I think that's what it was.
Rar.
But that's, yeah, they stand for other letters. So like OK was Uzma Kappa. So I think it was Rho Omega or Rho Al. Is it R-O-R or R-A-R? I think it was R-O-R. I think it's Rho Omega Rho or something like that. But moving right along. Question 15. In the movie The Incredibles, what is the name of the supervillain who eventually becomes Syndrome?
Billy?
Billy is really close, but incorrect. You are on the right track with the buh. It is Buddy. Buddy Pine.
Buddy, 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 buddy.
Buddy Pine is the name we were looking for.
Or Incrediboy.
Incrediboy, yeah, you're correct. Very good. And that's going to do it for Pixar Trivia. Emmett did fantastic. He did a great job. Hopefully those questions didn't get too difficult, but I think that's one where we can get a little bit more on the rough side with them, because I think a lot of people have a lot of really good knowledge around this topic. So I really enjoyed putting these questions together. That was a good time.
It was an arduous episode.
An arduous episode. If you enjoyed that episode and if you enjoy any of the episodes, we would urge you to leave us a 5-star review and a comment on whatever app you're listening on. Those comments and reviews help us to find other listeners who enjoy family style trivia just like you. We really appreciate all of those reviews. Also, if you want to send us a message, you can get your parents or anybody else with social media to send us a DM over on Instagram and on Facebook. You can find us at DadLadTrivia. Send us a message. We love to hear from our fans. Let us know what you like about the show, or even if you have an idea for an upcoming episode, we would really appreciate those because we want to give you what you want, and those would really help. Before we sign off, anything that you learned, anything special about Pixar trivia that you want to leave the listeners with?
Gusto's first name is August or August.
I'm saying Augusta.
Augusta.
That's me. We'll have to find out. We'll have to go back and look it up. As always, folks, thank you so much for spending time with us and tuning in each and every week. We wouldn't do it without your support. And until next time, we'll see you later.
I think it is.
Ha ha ha.
Anyone can cook.
Anyone.